When United Farm Workers Union organizer Cesar Chavez spoke at the University of Dayton over 40 years ago, the hardships he described sounded real, but seemed far away.
I left Coachella directly from the picket line about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the temperature there was 121 degrees. You could see the men and women and children on the picket line going the tremendous sacrifice of standing there under the blazing sun and being a witness to those things that they believe in.
When I was growing up, grapes were never on the menu. Back then, households all over the country boycotted grapes and lettuce to show solidarity with the striking California workers and Cesar Chavez.
These men, women, and children who are asked to migrate 2,000-3,000 miles a year, they're responsible for the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and the cereals, the grains that you eat almost every time you sit in that table. And when you sit in the table and you see a luscious piece of fruit or vegetables, keep in mind that almost with very few exceptions, that fruit got there because someone was exploited, someone was sacrificed with no hopes of any return for their labors to get that fruit there to feed you and the rest of the country and part of the world.
We were largely unaware, though, of the struggles of farm workers right here in Ohio, right here in the Miami Valley. WYSO News reported on a UFW rally held on Dayton's Courthouse Square on May 2, 1974.
Thursday's rally was the climax for National Farm Worker Week activities in Dayton. The ceremony was conducted to break a 4-day fast undertaken by several farm worker supporters. Bread and Italian Swiss Colony wine, a union brand, was shared. Following Thursday's rally, WYSO News interviewed Dayton's UFW coordinator, Dave Kaler, about the National Farm Worker Week activities.
We wanted to demonstrate this to the public that you know, not only in California and Arizona, you know, thousands of miles away, but right here in Ohio, we have, you know, more than 60,000 farm workers coming, the farm workers themselves have asked the church to stand with them in their cause. That is to help them build a union.
At that time, migrant workers in the Dayton area mainly kept to the camps near the tomato fields and weren't welcomed into local communities. Most of us rarely heard Spanish and never saw signs in Spanish or foods like cilantro or jalapenos at the supermarket. But things have changed. Today, native Spanish speakers from all over are the fastest growing demographic in Ohio, increasing over 63% since 2000. Yet the migrant worker population has dwindled. Many who first came here from Mexico for seasonal work have settled permanently, attracted by the low cost of living and potential for year-round jobs. Now Spanish is heard in grocery stores and malls, and the people who seemed invisible 40 years ago are neighbors, classmates, and coworkers. Dr. Arendra Lopez Garcia, a psychologist at Wright State University and an advocate for Latinas in Ohio, feels there's a need for a new activism, one that embraces the diverse peoples now woven into the fabric of the Miami Valley.
Now we have to move into another type of boycott and another type of action and another type of intervention. And then not only bring in someone in here, but what support system you are going to have in order for these people to succeed.
In 2011, the city of Dayton proclaimed the area to be immigrant-friendly. Groups like the Latino Connection, El Puente, and Del Pueblo in Clark County are working to make that claim a reality. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
De colores se visten los campos en la primavera. De colores son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera. De colores. De colores es el arco iris que vemos lucir, y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me buscan a mí, y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me buscan a mí.
así.
En los campos en la primavera, de colores son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera, de colores es el arco iris que vemos lucir, y por eso de muchos colores me gustan a mí, y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí.